Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words for all my fellow Muppets. Referring specifically to Greg Smith, formerly of Goldman Sachs, who wrote an op-ed in the New York Times announcing he's out of there due to his company's extreme moral bankruptcy. According to Smith, associates are encouraged to rip off their own billion-dollar clients and regularly disparage them as Muppets. I know, what a shocker. Brokerage firms without a conscience. My God, what's next? High school parties where beer is served? Airline food that tastes like damp glued-together bar coasters? Mitt Romney failing to speak like a real human? Romney's the guy who keeps hyping his history as a private equity investment banker, so it's easy to imagine him as just another tentacle of the vampire squid. Wrapped so tightly in the me-first and success-at-any-cost culture that he squeaks money when he moves. On a daily basis, we see evidence on the campaign trail, as he does or says whatever he thinks it's going to take to win. Pro-choice? I got your pro-choice. Wait, oh, not pro-choice. Well, then neither am I. Everything from talking about NFL owner buddies to pretending he likes cheesy grits. Mitt, this isn't personal, but if ever there were a non-cheesy grits-eating kind of a dude, it's you. Politicians even have a name for we Muppets. They call us low-information voters, people not paying too close attention, who will believe anything. Such as the 50% of Republicans in Mississippi and 45% in Alabama still calling President Obama a Muslim. And it wouldn't be surprising to hear a good percentage of them actually think he's made out of muslin, a loosely woven cotton fabric. Only a matter of time before Karl Rove folds a spool of muslin into a ball, sticks his hand up it, and makes it say exactly what he thinks we low-information voters want to hear. Or did he already do that and call it Rush Limbaugh? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Muppet.